Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions. Just a little ahead of the rest.
I'm with you.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Talk. I'm your host, Wild Man Ron Thomas. And on the line right now is none other than Matt McGlohorn, the Rugrat himself. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing all right. And you?
Hey, man, I'm going around in circles. I got to say this first of all. I'm going around in circles. Been to the hospital so many times today to have Sydney, that's my son, as you know, the wife is expecting, and they have sent me home twice, and then we had to go back, and then the doctor said, okay, tell you what we're going to do. If nothing happens today, tomorrow, you check into the hospital at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, and Sydney will be here Monday. So that's where I'm at right now. So
I running around out the circles. Way.
Right, running around in circles. But, you know, it's a good circle. You know, it's one that you want to run through and get it over with, you know. So what's going on in your world, Matt?
We've been trying to get ready for this weekend. I'm running around in circles, too, just not quite as bad as you are. But we're trying to get everything ready for this weekend. We're going to have a big grand opening, car show, everything, plenty of free food. We're going to have some games, fun games to play. A lot of fellowship with everybody. Want everybody to come out and come talk with us and have a good time and enjoy. And like I said, be plenty of food and stuff to eat and look at the cars and just have a good time and try to get back to the community a little bit. Is what we're doing.
Okay. Right. But before we get going, I got to ask this question because a lot of people have been speculating and talking a whole bunch of nothing about last Friday night, okay? And I want them to hear it from your mouth and everything. The race with you and Bipolar, tell us about that race. First of all, tell us how the race came about.
All right, that race come about. Type man come to me and said, "Hey, Andy Mack said he wants to give you the back tire." And naturally, knowing me, I'm lo and behold, I gotta take it. Gotta have it. So
right.
I felt comfortable with saying, "Okay, yeah, we can do that. That ain't no problem." And we did. We got up there, staged, got ready to go, and I moved 10 feet and blow the tires off. And
right.
That was part of my – it happened. Did I like that it happened? No. No, never like losing a race. But it happened. He made the trip, and I didn't. So he turned the W on, and he won. But as far as how the race come up, Type Man come to me, like I said, and said, Andy wanted to lock in, so we locked in.
Because as a matter of fact, you had made a pass all day. Your car came
right
off the
trailer. No, I come right off the trailer.
And I know for a fact that you wasn't even going to make that pass when the car was in the staging lanes, were you?
No, I actually wasn't. I actually had a new driver in the car that was going to drive the car that I'm trying to let start driving some. for my car because I've got too much stuff going on.
Right.
I don't have time all the time.
Yeah.
Might have other cars up there that I'm working on or something like that, and we may want to run a shootout or something with the car and just don't have time, so I figured I'd put somebody else in the car and let's see what they can do. Well,
right.
We decided to lock each in so I felt comfortable with me getting in the car because I've been in the car so much, and it happened and lost some money, and that was it.
Now, a lot of people were saying that it was bad feelings between you and Bipolar, and I said nonsense, you know. After the race,
I mean, I don't have no bad feelings. What the issues? There is feelings, but they're not bad feelings towards them as racers or anything like that. But what my problem is this crowd that gets in the middle of it. These couch potatoes, that, as they call them, these ones that think they can put their two cents in and make it. Let's see, how do I want to say this? The nice way.
Yeah, I know.
The ones that think they can get in there and influence people.
Right.
And as I hate to say it, I was influenced by some of them at one point in time for a little while, but I got wise to it, and I realized, no, there's something ain't right here. If you step in something and it stinks, you know something ain't right. Might want
right.
to pick your foot up and look at it. So. Mm. But
And another thing, you know, the reason why, you know, you had another driver there because, like I've been telling people, you know, you was trying to figure out were you going to concentrate on shootouts or just doing some grudge racing. And, you know, a lot of people didn't know until the last minute if they looked on the back window of one of the cars out there that it said cheap blank thrills and baby grudge. A rug rat under it, you know.
Now we got a new car that we're gonna have fun with.
Right.
Whether it be all out grudge racing, whether it be shootout racing, whether it even be class racing. It all depends.
Right.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But we got to start somewhere with it. So I actually brought that car. I didn't even really intend on racing rug rat at all. But I brought it to try to support Mike and all of them. So, and I actually brought baby Rugrat and all to it to let's see if we can test it and get a baseline on what we had. And
right.
That's what we did. And like I said, I wasn't intended on racing Rugrat at all, but it happened that way and lost a little bit. And so we live again.
Right, yeah. But, you know, it was a disappointing night, but it was a successful night, you know, because I know you got a chance to see and find out something with the baby rug rat that's been on your mind for the longest. And
oh, yes.
Yeah, and so I think you're going to have your hands full, man.
Oh, yeah. We got a good baseline. We actually got it to move. And we did a 330 and got some data on it, and I think we got something to play with. It's gonna be fun. So,
actually, it moved better with the 29s on it than it did when it had the big tires and the wheelie bars on it.
It did a lot better with the 29s on it, and I said that a long time ago. I felt that it would do better on the 29s, and it did. So all we've got to do is just keep going with it.
Right, yeah.
And I mean, it's going to be something that it's going to surprise a lot of people. So we didn't, and I actually brought, really, to be honest, I brought baby Rugrat over there. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm not scared to put it out there. I had enough last night with another show, and I don't care anymore. But I actually brought that car to not only test it, but to also, I had one person in mind that we really had to run. But I mean, unfortunately, they had an incident that I hate it happened. I never want to see anybody have accidents and stuff. But they actually wrecked the car, and I wish them the best on getting it back together and stuff. And one day we'll meet again. But Willie Dog, I hope you get your car back together, because I got to have you.
Right.
So yep. I know there's people out there that know him and probably listening. I don't care. Tell him.
Yeah, well, you know, he fat mouthed about the car long enough. And, you know, I felt bad. Tight Man had the accident, you know, and I hope, you know, that he got his head straight from the accident and everything. But, man, oh, man, you know, when you try to sneak up on somebody, maybe it just ain't worth trying to sneak, you know.
And, yeah, you got a very valid point there.
Yeah, but you know,
wish him the best. And if there's anything I can help him with on getting the car back together, if I got anything sitting around, I don't mind helping him. I do wish him the best on it.
Right, you know, and that's the way it goes. You know, like I always say, that's the way it goes. First your money, then your clothes. So he'll get it. He'll get it fixed and. And you'll meet up with him somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's see. Now we got that over with. Anything else you want to add? Now, let me ask you this, because a lot of people were asking me, and I said, I don't know. You got to ask Matt. He'll be on the show Wednesday night. What are your plans for the future is with Rugrat and whichever one? You know, what are you looking forward to do besides your grand opening?
Well, I mean, besides Granger, as far as Rugrats concerned, I'm gonna put it out there. I do have a buyer that is interested in Rugrat. Do I have any money? No. As far as purchasing Rugrat, Rugrat has been for sale for a while. Everybody knows that. If they didn't, they still know now. But I don't know how. A set of lips will tell you anything. But
right.
Well, if Rugrat doesn't sell, lo and behold, people better still watch out for Rugrat. It's got an attitude right now. Don't want to get straightened out, but it won't take but a second to get it fixed, get straightened out. So, we got Cheap Thrills Baby Rugrat, and we got Rugrat, and we've got a couple of street cars that we've got, and we've got some new ones coming that. I mean, they're gonna be something to compete with. So, yeah, anything that comes from MPL Automotive, anybody can tell you, it's fast. It's been proven
right.
Fast.
Yeah.
I've got some street cars that are coming. I'm building one right now for a customer. It's gonna be fun to play with him with it. I got my son. He's growing up. He's fixing to. We got a car for him, and I hate to tell everybody in the grudge world, he's the biggest mouth. I believe he's got Willie Dog beat.
He does.
He will raise a goat if you let him.
I know. I remember the comment after you ran bipolar. What he said, and I just had to laugh. You know, he wanted to run him with the. Yeah.
He's got a heart that all I can say is it pumps. It's got to pump nicer. It's pumped something.
Right.
But he's gonna be something else to fool with, and everybody just. I'm not down. Even if I sell Rugrat, I promise you, I'm not down. So
right.
If Rugrat gets sold, I don't know if I'll replace Rugrat with something else. But I do know one thing, Baby Rugrat's there, and if Rugrat gets sold, Lord help us.
That's right. Yeah, you're right about that. Now, coming up in November, I know the 17th is your grand opening.
October.
October. Are there any plans for any races coming up after the 17th?
If I don't sell Rugrat, we are scheduled to be in Albany on Well, even if I sell Rugrat, I'm still going to. I'm scheduled to be in Albany on the 20 or next week, the following weekend. Next weekend, not this weekend, but the following weekend, we're scheduled to be down there and run. If either way, Rugrat and Baby Rugrat will be in the house. In November 14th, I think we're scheduled to be down there for Bobby's race, US 19 for another race down there. And if he's, they've been trying to get, I know everybody's seen the great, what's the TV show everybody wants to watch when it's Street Outlaw? And
oh,
Kai
yeah.
Kelly's supposed to be down there. Kai Kelly's supposed to be there, possibly running Candy Crush. And we're trying to get the Cuddy car down there. And if Rugrat's still around, then Rugrat will possibly try to lock in with the Cuddy. That's the whole goal there. And run him the same time. So we got a lot going on. I mean, it's a constant thing. If not, if Rugrat's gone, we're gonna continue on with the other one. So either way.
All right. And I wanna let everybody know before we get back into your grand opening, talking about that November the 5th, I do believe, it's on a Thursday night. And there is in the works a two-car grudge race that is guaranteed to pack the house. It'll be at Orangeburg. And that's all I can say. If you want to know more information about that race, only two cars, you know. That's Mike Hill's big finale weekend, too. But it's only two cars that are scheduled to race at Orangeburg. As you know, Orangeburg Drag Strip is not open on Thursday nights anymore. It's open on Tuesdays. You know, this is a shocker to a lot of people, you know. But I think Faye is going to open it up for just two cars. And it's supposed to be a race that every grudge race fan want to see. So I don't know. You know, I'm just throwing this out here for more information. Contact the Orangeburg Drag Strip and ask Faye, what is this all about? And she will let you know. That's all I got to say. I was going to have one of the persons on the air tonight about that race, but I said, no, I'm going to leave that alone for right now. I do believe that Mike Hill knows about the race, and it's something that he says has got to be done because these two guys been trying to get this race on all over the country. So that's all I got to say about the race. But if you want to know more information about it, if you're listening out there, contact Faye. And man, I said that and everything started jumping off the hook, you know. And it's going to be interesting, you know. And it's going to happen, you know. I know that's the weekend of Mike's race on November the 6th, but trust me, that Thursday, because one of the cars is coming from out of town and he's going to Mike's race, but he's going to drop over to Orangeburg, and if everything goes like they want to, and both of them going to make two shakedowns, and then at 10 o'clock, bam, the race is on. I said, man, oh, man, y'all are too much, but that's the way it goes. And also, I don't know if somebody talked to you yet, Matt, but they're already planning. They say this year is gone. Bird County boys, man, they're going to be tough next year in 2016. I know they haven't probably contacted you yet, but they were talking to me last night. And with the lineup with the Bird County races, and you're a Bird County racer, man, that's going to be some kind of show. All you got to do is come and light up against your poison. Okay, Matt, grand opening celebration this Saturday. Everything starts at 12 noon. And look like the good Lord is willing and the creek ain't going to rise. I will be there. with a live broadcast. As you know, the wife already got a date if she doesn't have the baby. I talked to the godfather to be, John from JRT Racing Transmissions, and he said that we're probably going to christen the baby November when they come down for Mike Hill's race. But back to you. So that's going to be Saturday. So look like I'm going to be there live because the doctor said if everything don't go like it's supposed to between now and Sunday, by Monday, that baby will be here. And like he said, from 29s, from big tires to 29s, no wheelie bar. Okay, Matt, tell us more about Saturday coming up.
Saturday we got grand opening coming, car show going to be here. We're going to have a lot of the race cars out, free food, all the food you can eat. I mean, I got plenty of food coming. We're going to have, like I said, a car show. We got hold on one second.
No, all right, go ahead and get that.
But we've got plenty of food, plenty of fun. We're going to come out and have a good time, try to give back to the community some, feed them some. You know, everybody loves to eat, so there'll be a million people out here trying to get free food. But we're just going to try to, like I said, get back to the community some and show everybody what we are, where we're at, and let them come out and have a good time.
Okay, other than the other day, the everyday drivers, you know, that you work on, what are some of the things that you'll be able to do with the race cars?
Right now we can do pretty much anything. We can go from the ground up and build you a whole new car. We can work with what you got and your budget and give you something to have fun with. We do all nitrous installs. We can do roll cages. I mean, you name it, we can do it. In a matter of fact, in another month or so, we'll have a paint booth out here so we can get all the paint and body work, everything done here at this location instead of having to send it to my paint guy that's off. So we're going to get everything. So you pretty much a one-stop shop. We rebuild transmissions. I got a transmission. We got, you name it, we can do it.
All right. Now, also, if they want to get the decals done up and everything, the lettering and everything, one stop.
One stop. My wife, she's here. She does all your letters, signs, your shirts, you name it. We've lettered quite a few race cars out. I mean, from here all the way up to New York, Maryland, Michigan, all the way up in there. I mean, they've got some of our work on their cars. Shirts. We've got a million different shirts that she's done and been doing and loves the shirts. But just anything you need, we can get it done here. You don't have to go to four different, five different places to get stuff done. We can get you taken care of in one place. You can drop it off. I do insurance jobs. If you're in an accident, you need us to come pick it up, we can come pick it up. We do towing and everything, get you taken care of all at one time.
All right, so it's a beautiful shop now, and you got to let everyone know, how do they get to the shop if they're coming from Augusta?
If you're coming from Augusta, if you're coming in 56, just come straight on in, come past the courthouse, straight on in. On your right across from the International Burt Perkins track. You'll see a bunch of red and orange tractors across the street. I mean, you can't miss it. Big red blue building and five in area. We constantly upgrading stuff nice, neat and cleaned up. Getting everybody where you can see us good. If you're coming in Peach Orchard Road, you'll come into the Walmart, you'll take a right, you'll come in, like I said, up to the courthouse in the center of town. You'll take a right and come down, same about 2.5 miles or so, and I'll be on the right, same way. Real easy to find, 703 West 6th Street in Waynesboro.
All right. You got a phone number for him? You still there, Matt? Uh-oh. Let me get him right back. His phone dropped. Let me call him right back right quick. All right. Yeah, his phone, it dropped. You know, it's starting to act crazy. Then it dropped.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I moved in, and we in this metal business, I lose reception sometimes. But like I was saying, if you didn't hear me, phone number, if you need to call us and talk with us, we can get you taken care of, 706-554-5226. And if you got a race car and you don't want nobody to have it, know where it's at and stuff like that, that's not a problem either. We've got a private shop that we've got also that nobody knows about. So we can keep them here too. And I know how grudge racing is, so I don't like my stuff to be seen. So I know a lot of people don't like theirs to be seen, and that's not a problem.
Yeah, I know a lot of times a person want to take a car to a shop and they say, well, will everybody and their brother come in and look at my stuff and see what I got, you know? And so, you know, you got the off-limit shop there for people that come in and bring their stuff and say, I don't want nobody over here looking at my stuff. So it's got a separate place. Sounds like a good one to me, you know. Anything else you want to add?
Main thing, I mean, if you're not doing anything Saturday, anytime between, say, 11 and 6 or even, and we'll probably be here later than 6 having a good time. But if you don't have nothing to do, come on out and visit us, see us, and talk with us. If you don't do a lick of business with me, and that's fine, too. You can come and have a good time. So, but come on out and, like I said, just have a good time. Get away from the everyday rough life stuff and take a break.
So. Right. And also, I just want to say and ask you the question before you go. Is there any particular car out there that you would like to run? Whether it's a shootout, a grudge race, or whatever. I'll put you on the spot right now.
Well, there's I'm not going to say a particular car. There's a couple of them out there. When it gets back up and running, I do want to run dogs just for principle. Whether it be for gas money. Just to have fun. I don't mean that in a bad way. But no, I don't want nobody to twist it and say it come out in a bad way. I'm gonna run bipolar again if like I said, if Rugrat don't sell, I'm gonna run him again. And I mean there's a lot of cars out there that I will run. I'm not scared of anybody. And I repeat, anybody. If I feel like I can run you, I'm gonna run you. So, if there's any out there that think I'm scared, no, I don't care to race right this second if I don't want to. Like I told them last night on Dog Show, they called me wanting to hee-haw and everything else run to my, like they usually do, and I told them, I said, when they start paying for my bills and paying for my car, then they can dictate what I can do with my car.
I mean, so, what's that a hee-haw about, you know, so you blew the tires away. You know, at least you wasn't acting like a total dummy and put somebody in the car and crashed the car. I said it. That's right. I said it. You didn't say it. I said it, you know, and it's time for him to stop doing that craziness. You know, that ain't the first time he put somebody in a car, in a grudge or drag race car, and they crashed the car, you know. And just to have a race, that is ridiculous. And you know,
we spend too much time and money and stuff in these cars and to do crazy stuff. I mean,
right.
I could easily let the man that was in my car drive Thursday night, and he's actually driven my car once or twice. But I don't feel comfortable to say he's comfortable with it yet. So that's why I chose to take him out of the car and me drive the car Thursday night. So, I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm a pro driver. I'm not gonna say I'm the worst driver, but I do decent with what I do, and anything can happen. And like I said, I'm glad that I don't like that it happened. I hate that they had an accident. And the main thing I'm glad about is that no one got hurt.
Right. That's what I say. You know.
No one got hurt. All cars can be replaced or fixed.
That's right.
I don't wish any bad luck on anybody.
No, I don't either. But you got to be smart, you know.
Yeah, that's it. You got to be smart on some things. Some choices. I mean, you think you can be smart on stuff. I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. I had to learn the hard way on certain things. And once I learned, I told not to go that route again. So,
right.
I'm sure people out there that can take this, if they're listening, and probably turn it around and try to twist it and everything else, and they can. I don't care.
If they're out there and they try to twist it and turn it around, tell them to come to me. I tell them just like it truthfully is, you know. And like I say, I ain't afraid to say it, you know. That was not a smart move, and that's the second time he done something like that, you know. And when the people in the stands start saying it's not a smart move and it wasn't all this and that, you know, sometimes you got to bite that pride and walk away from it, you know.
Stop trying to be the top man.
That's right.
There's room for everybody out there. You don't have to try to be the top all the time.
Amen. That's why sometimes I don't have a show on Wednesdays. You ain't got to have a show with all these shows. You know, if you ain't got no information and something smart to say, all you got to do is look at the categories of what some of the shows are under. And what they are, the entertainment, that's exactly what they are about, entertainment, you know.
Yep.
And so you can get entertainment on the Fox Network, you know, like Empire, I think it's on tonight, you know, and stuff like that. Strictly entertainment. It ain't the real world. So with that said, Matt, I'm going to say, hey, family, I said, stay in there and hang in there and watch Daddy and watch the pockets grow and everything going to be all right. Okay.
That's right. And I just want everybody out there to take a minute and just say a good prayer. So when, not for me, not for anybody else, for yourself, and also let's say one for baby Sydney and mom. Make sure everything's okay, and with the delivery when it happens between now and Sunday or Monday, and let's just hope everything's okay. And everything turns out like it's supposed to. So we can all have fun and support him and have a good time and take care of him and let my little girl play with him and let's just have a good time and hope everything turns out good. And like I said, just take you a minute and just say a good prayer for everybody. So.
Hey, I appreciate that, Matt, and I will see you Saturday. And God bless you and your family. And like I always say, I'll see you at the races.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.